You know what? We all have our 15 minutes of fame, and I'd like to take a couple of my 15 minutes to talk about the rights and the wrongs in the world of professional wrestling.
This match is for the ECW World Heavyweight Championship!
My guest for the program calls herself the New Age Hippie. Of course, we're going to talk about that during the course of the program. Rising star on the independent circuit, taking on the likes of other stars in her, well, I guess we're going to say just underneath her caliber because, you know, I don't know whether she's babyface or heel a lot of times. So, taking on the likes of Phil Grace, Native Beast, Nala Rose, Taylor Hendricks, Vanity, and Jason Brooks, just to name a few. But, of course, none can match up to the New Age Hippie herself, Ashley America. And, Ashley, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. And, of course, you know, one of the big things that we have to talk about with you, of course, other than how you got into the business, is the name. Because to look at Ashley America, if I were just to say, hey, I'm talking to Ashley America tonight, there's going to be an entirely different image, entirely different look that comes to people's minds, most people's minds, and you are kind of to the left of that. So the name, I'm just going to start right there. We're going to start with Ashley America. How did that come up?
Name has caused so much confusion. Like, that is probably one of the biggest mistakes that I have made. I'm actually going to be doing a name change soon after I finish this 2-month camp. Honestly, I just thought it was a funny name. I didn't have any intentions behind it. Like, I never thought everyone would automatically assume that was a patriotic character. It was a nickname from before I was in wrestling. And when I finally was able to choose my own gimmick, I didn't know what to choose, and that was there, so I used it. That's all it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So have you never thought, okay, it sounds like the gimmick got ahead of the name in your case, or have you ever thought about curving
name? I don't want to do a patriotic character. That's not me. Like, one of my goals in wrestling is to get by just being myself as a character because I think I have a lot of personality.
Well, you know, that would be wonderful, actually. If you can get by just being yourself, that I think that would be a step in the right direction for just pro wrestling in general because it seems to have gone the route of you have to be a character, you have to be a character.
And my entire little career, people have been making me be different characters. Like,
really?
I've had probably 5 or 6 different gimmicks put on me by different people.
Would you like to
hear them?
I would. I would like to hear. That sounds interesting. So here we go, okay. Folks. 5 or 6 different gimmicks, different characters that have been applied to Ashley America, and she's going to explain them. So please, Ashley, fire away.
I've never shared this before.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
So first was actually my choosing. I went to school to be an art teacher, and I really was kind of an art snob at this point in my life when I first started. So I wanted to be an art snob, and I had no idea how to portray that. But it was literally only for one match, my very first match, until I realized that I was an idiot. But,
okay, wait, before you go.
My name was Brianna Genaleschi.
What? Say that again, please.
Brianna Genaleschi.
Brianna Genaleschi. I can't even say it.
Genaleschi is an artist name, and that's part of the reason why I chose it, because it would make people mad that they couldn't pronounce it. Because I wanted to be a heel at first.
Oh, wow.
I was always like a big heel mark.
That's cool.
Because I thought they were so funny. Like, because I was always like, no one actually acts like that much of an asshole. But
sure they do. Yes, yes, there are. The world is full of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I found that out later on. It turns out I had a pretty sheltered childhood.
Oh, okay. So, okay, I'm sorry. But yeah, that one was, you just started off with just gold right there.
Yeah.
Art.
I think I could make it work better now.
So have you thought of revisiting it?
Well, I'll get to that after I get through my list.
Okay.
But,
let's continue.
Right. So the next gimmick, I trained at a place. And they didn't believe in women's wrestling, so they said the best way that you can be involved with the show is to be an Amish manager.
Oh,
so
hey.
I was Amish. Mm. And then another show at the same school said that, because they put this gimmick on me, they said I was going to love it. I was, you know, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy, what's his name?
Leatherface.
Yeah. There was this guy who wore, like, a fake leather face mask.
Okay.
And he had a broken fake chainsaw. And he made me be his manager. And he actually made me put mud on my face and my skin to be his manager.
And what name did you go under with that?
Edith Rose Sawyer.
Edith Rose Sawyer.
Taken, yeah, directly from the movie. It was stupid. But,
and
then the next.
And I'm sorry, I have to ask. The mud. That was a requirement. You have to do the mud.
Yeah, I think I was being hazed.
Okay. All right, well, continue.
But at the time, I was too naive to realize it.
Well, we live and then we learn.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yes, indeed. So.
But anyway, then I did actually America once or twice before I started training at the Monster Factory, where there I was given the gimmick of the heel German woman because I speak German.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We were supposed to be like militaristic Germans, which really did not look good at all.
Hmm.
And, yeah.
That's interesting.
Or, no, militaristic anarchists or something. I don't know. I didn't know what it was supposed to be.
All right. So.
But, yeah. I didn't really understand what to do with that one. And then I did the Ring of Honor camp, and they're like, you should just wrestle as yourself. And I was like, okay, cool. Now I have to figure out what that is.
God bless Ring of Honor.
Yes.
For
oh, my God, yes.
But straighten you out and say, hey, you don't need no gimmick.
So, I learned more in the 2 days at that camp than I did training anywhere else. Like,
well,
it's such a good investment.
So free plug for Ring of Honor camp.
Yes. Sorry. Well, I mean,
No. Don't apologize. That's great.
I would tell
them.
Anybody to go to that camp. It's awesome.
So if you're listening out there and you're thinking about going into the wrestling industry, or if you're already in the wrestling industry and you want some more polish, if you will, then you've heard the endorsement, Ring of Honor. They may be able to do for you what they did for Aster America. And so to recap, you've gone through at least a good 5 other gimmicks before, or gimmicks and or characters before you reach this point. That of an art snob. And see, that it sounds funny to you just hearing it back.
It's so funny. I'm such a dweeb.
No, that's. I thought it was hilarious when you said it the first time. So, okay, so we have an art snob. An Amish manager. I'm not even sure. How exactly do you portray an Amish manager?
Well, we were heel Amish, so we were hypocritical. So I pretty much acted like Sherry Martel.
But
I was, like, extra rude and stuff. There's video of it online. It's extremely embarrassing, but...
Oh, okay. You know, well,
at least I just didn't tell everyone listening that it's there so they can look it up. Wait, they don't know the name, but...
I don't know the name, and I'm not going to pry, but, you know, now if you choose to share that, then, hey, that's a different story. I'm just trying to see, you know, because to me that's just being a manager. I don't know where the Amish portion of that kind of blends in, but I don't know. Okay.
Anyway. We were Amish people, and, like, the guy I managed was Amish, and...
So you were just part of
the
culture.
I just wore an Amish dress and was out there, but we were hypocritical Amish, so we would, like, use cell phones, and obviously we were professional wrestlers.
I gotcha.
But, while we were out there, we'd be like, oh, no pictures, no pictures, because...
Okay, and
that's
the second one. The third was, I can't remember her name, so I'm just going to call her Mudface. The manager of the Texas chain, Leatherface knockoff.
Removable Leatherface.
Look at that. Now that sounds good. Mudface managing removable Leatherface. Actually, it sounds like action figures, but, you know, hey. You actually did the American gimmick at some point, briefly, you say, correct?
It wasn't patriotic, but I wore a blue and red shoulder, so I guess.
So, slightly.
And it was supposed to be kind of superhero-ish, I guess.
Ah, well, you know, that could have been awesome. It could have been cool. And you also were...
Well, now there's someone else who does it, actually. Aja Pereira.
Ah, yes, Aja.
Yes.
Free plug for her. She is down here in the Atlanta area, and she has done very well to kind of broaden her horizons and become the superhero that she could be. I think last winning the LLF Cup in Mexico. So, again, free plug for her.
She's super cool. No pun intended.
Will Ashley America ever cross paths with Aja Super Pereira?
I hope so.
Because, you know, in wrestling, you know, you can be friends. Let's see. There you go. I was going to say, you can be friends in wrestling, but, you know, every once in a while, even the friends got to butt heads in there. So, and the last one we left off.
Sometimes you got to kick your best friend in the head.
That's terrible. Look at the example that wrestling is setting. That's awful. Sometimes you have to kick your best friend in the head. That could be a t-shirt for you.
Yeah, that could be.
Just saying, that's a freebie. You know, you get some nice art design behind it. You already had the art snob thing, so.
It's a storyline that would have to be run on a promotion. Then it could be sold as a t-shirt.
There you go.
I'm a genius.
Yes.
Somebody hire me.
Yes, look at that.
Yes. Seriously, hire me.
and lastly, the German anarchist, as you call it, That was the last gimmick. So you've gone through quite the list of names and character persona, if you will, to reach this point where you just.
I missed one.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
What did you
My
miss?
Valkyrie gimmick.
What was the Valkyrie gimmick?
Valkyrie, I was a ultra conservative reporter, like Ann Coulter, Sarah Palin, like female. Stephen Colbert's spoof gimmick.
Okay, now how exactly did that come about?
It was given to me.
They just decided, hey, you know what? You could do this.
Yep. I guess it was just a character that he envisioned, and that's what he gave me, so I tried to run with it.
I'm going to open up a wrestling promotion simply for the fact to hire you and come up with the most oddball gimmick that I can think of.
I'm going to be a possum one day. I'm going to have two pole bearers. And I'm going to hang upside down. And they're going to carry me out. Keep me down in the ring. And I'm going to play possum.
Oh, my
gosh.
What
do you think? I'm going to sell zillions.
That'll be right up there with the hunchbacks and the ding-dongs as some of the greatest And I, when I say greatest, there are air quotations going around that gimmicks of all time. So, yes.
Yeah.
When you do that.
That gimmick for me, man, it's going to be freaking on.
This is what I want you to do. When you actually do that, when you get to the point that you, I don't know.
If somebody gave me the chance to do that, yes, I would.
Make sure
there's a. The problem is, like, I want to be myself, but I also think that gimmicks are hilarious.
They are. But
if I ever opened my own promotion, I would want to, like, have a million different jobber gimmicks.
Oh.
But, like, it's obviously me every time. I think it would be funny.
Oh, wow.
But I can also still have my
Just please, 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 for my sake, make sure that there's a camera nearby. Don't waste that gimmick just at some random show. If you're going to do it, make sure that there's at least two or three cameras that, you know, of quality that we can see it so that can live on in infamy.
Well, like, I have this friend, and we just love to think of, like, cheesy gimmick ideas.
Oh.
We pitch them to each other. I really feel like we should open a wrestling promotion together because it would be amazing.
It's not too late.
That's true.
It's not
too
late.
Once I get back from Detroit, man. Once I get back, it's going to happen.
Well, hire yourself.
I really want to start.
You should hire yourself out.
I really want to start a promotion called Backyard Wrestling, but it's like a real wrestling promotion. But it's like backyard themed.
Backyard?
You know?
So,
like this area is backyard themed.
So let me see. You're not actually going to be in a backyard. You're going to be inside of a building.
Yeah, but
the
like all the chairs are going to be like lawn chairs, and there's going to be like a swing set next to the ring, and like.
Are you going to lay down some turf?
Yeah, there's going to be turf. There's going to be like flowers going down the entryway, which will probably come out of like a tool shed.
Oh my!
That entryway.
Okay, so you're going to cut a hole in the back of the tool shed so you can transition through it.
No, build it out of cardboard.
Oh my gosh. Whoa,
dude,
cardboard.
I used to do this stuff all the time for vacation Bible school. It's awesome.
You wouldn't even go the extra mile to get an actual tool shed. You're going to build it out of cardboard.
Yeah, well, like, how would you possibly set up real tool sheds in some venue? That would be a lot of work.
It would.
No, it would be, like, artistic. You're laughing at my vision. No, I'm
laughing with your vision. So, never act. No, I would not disrespect Ashley America that way. So, for the promoters that happen to be out there listening, that you have another creative mind that has something that she wants to offer you. Ashley America has ideas, man. You need to hire her.
I'm an idea factory. I can't say all my ideas are good, but there's like a lot of them. So.
You certainly don't believe that every idea that has existed in wrestling thus far has been good, do you?
No, I mean, that's true. So my bad ideas probably have a realistic place.
You know, normally I say this for the end of the interview where I do fantasy booking and I get my random questions in, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pitch something to you right now. I'm going to recycle a gimmick that was done in WCW. I'm going to, you know, Barry Darsow, who is most famously known for being Smash of Demolition, once wrestled as Mr. Hole-in-One. He did the golfer gimmick, and I don't think that's ever been repeated. And I'm going to say you should do a golfer gimmick.
Oh, you know what is funny? I am actually wearing a golf sweater right now.
Holy, look at that.
All right. I just want to let everyone know at home that when I lounge around, I really like to lounge in sweaters because it makes me feel intelligent and kind of like Mr. Rogers.
Wow. Kind of like Mr. Rogers.
And
yes.
They're really cozy. Like,
that's why he put those sweaters on when he walked through the door. They're comfortable.
Yeah. I changed out of my sweatshirt into my sweater.
Well, you need a camera. That's a vignette just waiting to happen. Look at that. You get the cameras come in, act like you're coming to your house, do the Mrs. Rogers gimmick, like, hi, neighbor, and just, you know, let me get my sweater, boom, 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 you know.
Yeah.
That's a vignette just waiting to be shot right there. Look,
what happened.
And without even trying, two different gimmicks pitched right there. It got a Mrs. Rogers gimmick. We got Mrs. Holden one. Wow. Somebody.
I just need a few puppet friends. And
that's right.
I'll be good to go. And dude, I freaking love puppets too, so that'd be cool.
So there you go. You get some people, some puppets to hang around as you get you a puppet manager that you acknowledge as a actual person. So, yeah. That is incredible. That is gold. Listen to that, folks. Gold. I don't know what you call the puppet, you know, and I'm going to say right now, if you're listening and you have an idea for her puppet manager, pitch it to her.
Oh, I missed another one, too. I was the lunch lady one. That was my decision.
Oh. Okay. Why did you ask to be the lunch lady?
Because there's a tag team called Too Many Cooks, and before, like, I had thought that it would be funny to do, like, an evil lunch lady gimmick, like, on Happy Gilmore.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask.
But,
There is or was a wrestling promotion that was operating out in Vegas, known as Women of Wrestling, WOW.
Yeah.
Who was most notoriously known for, you know, having kind of over-the-top characters and gimmicks and things like that. It sounds like you would have been a perfect fit for that particular style and brand of promotion, although I'm not sure if they're actually functional any longer.
Oh, yeah, I've watched their videos.
Well,
super gimmick-based.
Yeah, they are full of gimmicks over there. But again, not really sure if they're still a functional company. They still put out videos, but they've kind of faded off into the distance. But anyway, that's another story for another time. I didn't realize how much mileage I had gotten out of talking to you about your gimmicks and personas. So let's move back into who exactly you are, because I would not forgive myself if we haven't explained some of your other things. Like, where are you from originally? Let's start with that.
I'm from the same place I live now, which is York, PA.
All right. Why wrestling? Other than your love of just gimmicky stuff.
Like, why do I like it?
Why'd you get in it?
Well, I got in it because I like it. And I like it because it's, like, this thing that's totally different from everything else. Like, you can, like, make it be whatever you want.
Okay. That may
involve so many different facets, like the physicality of it, performance of it, like it, like everything. Like, you can market yourself, you can design your own gear if you want, like unlimited creative potential.
So you enjoy the creativity and the freedom that wrestling allows, particularly at this stage of the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know, it's a total performing art.
This may be the single easiest explanation as to why somebody's gotten into wrestling. Of all the interviews I've done, that would have to be it. Yeah, I think I should
start telling that story more often, because normally I have another one that's a lot more convoluted.
I'm gonna stick with this one, because I want mine to be different than everybody else. You said convoluted stories for all the other interviews. I'm gonna stick with that one. That's good for me.
Yeah.
In fact, I need to find you a trophy and just mail it up to you. I'm gonna call it the easygoing simple explanation award.
I really hope that that was recorded, so I can use what I said in future interviews.
It is absolutely recorded.
Yes.
All of this is recorded. You are good. Okay, so. Fan of pro wrestling, enjoy the creativity. Easily, you enjoy the art of it, if you will. And just a side note, because you sound like an art purist. for people who you come across, and you know, they may not do this with you, but for people that you come across that do not understand the art that goes into pro wrestling, do you even attempt to try to, like, listen, this is, you know, there's more to it than just what you see on TV. There's this, there's that. Do you ever try to go into the explanation behind, or you just kind of let the naysayers be the naysayers?
It depends. Honestly, like, people have been a lot more, like, supportive of the fact that I'm in wrestling. Like, people don't really make that comment to me too often, which I'm really surprised about, because I would have expected it to come up a lot. But for the most part, people are like, oh, that's cool. And there's been a lot of people that I have to explain, like, what it is to. Because it really is, like, a niche thing, you know? Like,
yeah, you're
a small percentage of people are wrestling fans in the grand scheme of things. Like, what percent of people do you think actually watch wrestling?
In the scheme of the television viewer, I would say, I would probably lop off at least a good 20% of the actual U.S. television watching demographic sits and watches pro wrestling.
Yeah.
That's my guess. And then you have a smaller demographic of people that are on the, that go to the shows and the, you know, the hardcores that I love wrestling, can't get enough of wrestling. That guy, that's, or girl, that's a little bit less than that, or actually a lot less than that, which is why the industry is kind of, you know, it gets difficult. It gets difficult to earn a genuine living off of it because of those reasons. And for those people, because I'm sure there's somebody out there listening right now that's going to disagree and be like, that's not true. And more people look at it than that. We're not saying that people don't watch it. We're saying against all other mediums, such as, say, football. You know, football is a very broad sport. And people that don't even like football will watch football. But so, you know, I give it that much, at the very least.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Sorry, I'm a little tired.
No, you're fine. Listen, I told you before this interview began, it's been a super long day for me, so I get it. But you're doing great. You're doing great.
I moved in Detroit in 3 days.
Oh.
And I have not much packed. So.
Well, that answers that question. I was going to say, are you done packing? But it sounds like you haven't begun. So.
No, I'm in the laundry phase right now, man.
Oh.
I got like one solid day to get everything ready.
Well, good luck to you on that. And I'm assuming that this move is based on pursuing your elevating your wrestling career. So.
Yes, I'm going to be training with Truth Martini.
Awesome.
And a bunch of other girls. So it's going to be a great time. I'm really excited.
All right. Well, you know, there is a resident woman in the House of Truth, so I don't know if you will be.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
I've
wrestled her before.
Yeah, I know. You wrestled Miss Hendricks.
Yes.
Are you trying to assume her spot? Are you trying to bump her off?
No.
Oh,
you're
okay.
You're trying to have more women's spots.
Well, you know, I was looking for, you know, I said, we could have just started you a good storyline right there. You could say, yes, I'm trying to join the house. Don't worry. There'll be other opportunity for you to pitch those wonderful storylines. So you could have just gone in there, pushed her out of the spot.
I don't think my hippie character would fit in well in the House of Truth.
Well, that's true. So, Now that we know, you know, you basically have gone on record right now to say that the hippie character as we know her, or at least the name Ashley America, could potentially be transitioning out. Has there been any thoughts, aside from the, you know, the fantastic personas and gimmicks that we talked about earlier in this interview, has there been any thought given to what you may acquire?
Oh, I'm keeping the hippie gimmick. I'm changing my name.
Ah, okay.
Most likely, it's going to be Lotus, either Lotus or Aura.
Okay. Yeah. Now, if you were going to go heel as this character, is that something feasible? Because you seem like such a nice young woman.
I don't think I'll be able to use that particular character as a heel. I'll have to change things up when I'm a heel, and I'm going to be a condescending vegan. Sort of like, yeah.
Condescending vegan. I'm better.
Yeah. Like, PETA member, probably.
Oh, wow. Are you going to carry a bucket of paint around?
Maybe.
Yeah, for the people out there, if you don't get the reference, go Google it. And don't show up to no shows with her with a fur coat on. If she's doing that, if she's doing that gimmick, do not show up at the show with a fur coat. And she may make an example out of you.
Because so many wrestling fans wear fur coats around.
Yeah, because lots of them do that.
Yeah. I guess all the big John Morrison fans wear their.
Well, you're going to have to find something else that you can get on people about that's easy to attach for, you know, assuming you do the heel thing. I don't want you to do the heel thing. I think you're a wonderful face. But assuming that you do, you know, you get on the guy that's eating a hot dog in the front row and say, that used to be somebody, man.
Yeah, I tell them how bad it is for him.
Oh, that too.
I would tell him how many freaking toxic chemicals are in that hot dog and that you shouldn't be eating more than 3 of them a year because you really shouldn't be. And also, regardless of whether I'm doing a babyface or heel gimmick, I need for it to be an opportunity for me to do something positive too. So if I'm able to, like, give people nutrition facts, maybe they'll at least, like, listen to them and take things into consideration that will give them better health.
Well, now, if you go out there in the ring doing that as a babyface, you will be a heel.
Yeah.
So I would say, do you have a YouTube channel?
No, that's actually one of my projects starting this month.
Well, there we go.
I'm going to be talking about the things that I actually care about on YouTube. See, that's just me.
There you go. Now, I was going to say, now, as long as you don't do that in the ring.
So either way, yeah.
Yeah, you should be fine. If you do it on your YouTube channel, people will have to come to that. It's not just you standing in the middle of the ring, holding up a match, telling them what they should and shouldn't be doing. So, okay.
But I mean, obviously, I'm going to say it in a way that I would say it as myself on my YouTube channel. Because it's all about delivery, really.
That's
like,
correct.
You can say the same thing to a person and have them have a positive reaction or a negative reaction based on how you deliver that statement.
Indeed. Well, see, look at you. You should be teaching a class.
Yeah. I mean, I am a teacher. That's what I went to school to do.
Wow. Look, learn something new.
I don't want to teach in a classroom. I want to teach in life.
You want to, and you've also already done the, portion of the teacher gimmick.
Yeah.
I come back to, wow, somebody already took that one. You too could have been the disciplinarian.
Right.
There you go.
Too bad.
Didn't Matt
Stryker actually do a teacher gimmick too?
Who's that?
Matt Stryker.
Yes, he did.
He actually.
That's correct. You're absolutely right because he was a teacher and they played on that. And he's a very smart fella. So
indeed.
Yeah, you could have had that. If someone were going to get in touch with Ashley America as a performer. Which matches should they go out of their way to track down? Now, you've already brought up that you have something on YouTube that they shouldn't watch, so let's find something that they should.
Honestly, I feel like I have so much growing to do in any of my matches, but I'm really not particularly proud of any. But I think my best ones are with me and Jordan Grace.
Okay. All right. Jordan Grace.
I'm not happy with my performance in either of them, but I'm making improvements, so, yeah.
As you should. You know, I mean, that is the path of life. We always evolve. We always improve. And just to put that in perspective, your debut year in pro wrestling was when?
I think I started training in 2012.
Okay.
I'm not positive.
All right, so let's just...
I kind of got a little confused on my dates.
All right, so...
I didn't keep track of it until...
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
So worst case scenario, you've been in since at least 2013. That's safe to say?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it just wasn't like a question that I thought I would ever have to answer, you know.
Well, yes, you have to answer. You have to answer these things.
You have to answer it like all the time.
That's right.
I was not prepared for class in that regard.
Well, it's fine. You live.
I honestly wasn't like taking myself that seriously in wrestling when I started anyway. Like, I just needed something positive for myself to work on.
You not taking yourself seriously in wrestling. I am shocked.
I didn't think I was going to make it that far.
Why?
I've already exceeded my expectations. Well, one, because I was unathletic and clumsy, and I didn't really think that I had the potential to do that much.
For shame. And look what you have accomplished now. You are a name.
Yeah.
And the
a
most
name?
Yeah, your name. You don't believe that?
Yeah, that's news to me. Like, what does that mean?
People know you. People know Ashley America. There are wrestling fans out there who know Ashley America.
What? That's awesome. I have no idea.
you come on. You are on posters, yes, right?
Yeah, I'm on posters.
You have been on the Valkyrie show, which did run VOD. Yeah?
Yes.
You have some matches that exist on YouTube, which have pretty high views. So, yes. You know, now I'm pretty sure that you would want to keep growing on that, but... When you look at the landscape of women's wrestling as a whole, there are many of them out there that haven't, you know, really done all that much. Ashley America has done a fair amount within the 2 years that you've been doing it, and you're about to make another.
Wow. You know, you just really gave me a lot better perspective, because I really did do a lot of stuff in a year. Holy moly.
Well, I'm glad that I could help give you perspective there.
I always feel like I'm not getting anything done at all. I'm crazy.
I don't know why you would think that.
I don't know.
How many Facebook followers do you have right now? Let's start with that.
Facebook?
I mean,
I'm up to my 5,000 friend limit. I'm not sure how many likes I have on my likes page. But those are kind of harder to...
Did that not... register at all since you're at your 5,000 limit?
Well, I guess that's something. Yeah, that's kind of a lot of people.
That is a lot of people. I mean, you can't take no more. You go into girl fight. Did you do girl fight already? I can't remember. I don't remember the date for that.
Once, and I've got another one here coming up soon.
Okay, now... we're on the card where you weren't main event, but you were prominently featured, yes?
I mean, we were on the show.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
all of the matches are advertised equally, I think. There's like little posters for all of them.
Okay, well, point being is that you have done... a good bit of stuff. You've worked for some, let's say, better than some promotions. That you know, they're you just said backyard promotion, but they're generally in truth.
I wrestled in Canada twice, also.
Okay, Canada, good promotions. You've been asked, or you had the opportunity to appear in some of the full girl shows, like Girl Fight, and like I said, Valkyrie. Yes, Ashley America, I'm just going to go ahead and break the news to you. You are named.
Hey. All right.
Somebody give this woman some positive reinforcement. She needs to know that she's as good as that the fans think that she is.
People think I'm good?
Yes, Ashley. People think you're good.
Yes. Wow.
This sounds like such a revelation for you.
I just, like, look at what I do and I feel like I could be so much better. But it's good that people think I'm good. That makes me feel better.
Well, you know, you are an artist, so that probably weighs heavily on you.
Self-deprecation runs in my family.
Well, art and fear, honey, art and fear. That is the book that you should probably read. You know, I'm going to go off into just life standing right now. That is the book that helps artists, people like yourself, kind of get through the things that you deal with as an art maker. People are going to find me out. It is called Art and Fear, Observations on the Perils and Rewards of Art Making.
Art and Fear?
Art and Fear.
Sweet, thanks.
Available at Amazon.com. But I don't get anything to plug in that.
That's going to be my first book I read on my Kindle. I just got my first Kindle.
See, look, not just an interview, life lessons here on the Women's Pro Wrestling Network, Rights and Wrongs of Pro Wrestling, also. So there we have it. And anybody else that's out there, I like that book. It was suggested by Robert Rodriguez at one of his little seminar things. It was pretty good. If you're an artist out there, if you're a wrestler, if you're a filmmaker, if you're a painter, cartoonist, what have you, those are the things that you're probably dealing with and go through your mind. I'm no good. People are going to find me out. I'm not as good as I think I am. That's normal. We all go through it. Every last one of us had that stuff kind of filter in our brains at some point. So that's what that addresses. That was a side note for the show. Glad I got that out. So, yay.
That's a good one. I'm excited to check out this book, man. It's
going
to be good.
Well, see, there we go. We've all learned something today. Now, you know,
I've learned a lot in the past 3 days because I've been taking classes for my work all week.
This is all in line. See?
Yeah.
It's all for a reason. Look at that.
Now, before I start my new wrestling class.
Yeah, before you go to the House of Truth, if you will, mm-hmm. and emerge as a new person.
Dude, I'm going to be... I have really high expectations for this camp and for, like, how disciplined I'm going to be.
Well, you know what? When you do emerge there...
to focus on wrestling, like...
I certainly hope that one of the promoters here in Atlanta or around Atlanta acquires your talent so that the next time I have any form of interview with you, I could put you on camera and get that directly into the lens. Or... and I will be able to witness Ashley America or whatever persona you take past that point live and in person and be able to produce the video for that match myself. That would be great. So, now, most wrestlers that I meet have been very goal-oriented. I'm not sure, but I'm going to ask now, what are your goals in the business?
Right now, my number one goal is to be as good of a performer as I possibly can be in every way. I want to get really good at promos. I want to be a woman of honor. I mean, I want to do anything that I can do that's cool, you know?
Okay. You
if
know
something
what?
Bigger happened, that would be cool. Mm-hmm. I just turned 28, so I don't think that the odds of that are very good. But
well, you've exceeded your odds already, so don't bet against it.
Yeah, anything's possible.
That's right. You know, you have very mellow colors in your gear.
Very what?
Mellow.
Mellow?
Yeah, the colors of your ring attire.
Did you see my flower stuff that I'm wearing now?
Yes.
That's
again.
Mellow?
You don't think that's mellow?
I think it's pretty loud.
Well, I don't mean that in the terms of the colors that are being used. I just mean that it's kind of, you know, it's not... In wrestling gear, you have a lot of edge, a lot of hard, bold, you know, type fonts and things like that. Yet now, if you talk about the color scheme of yellow and pink and stuff, yeah, okay, the color scheme, loud, sure, but mellow in terms,
okay.
You know, is kind of what's the terminology I'm looking for here? If you had that in a room, I don't think you would be bouncing off the walls like, oh man, this is awesome. You know, it's just kind of soft and you know, serene,
yeah.
That type of thing. It's mellow.
Well, that's my vibe.
So that was the transition, because before I saw different colors. I think he has like some solid blue and stuff like that. So are we moving toward a more serene motif with your gear overall?
Yep.
Okay, so we can expect more of that.
Yes, I'm actually getting some gear professionally made soon, hopefully. So I've been talking to the gear maker. He's busy, but I want to use somebody good.
Right.
And
the gear maker.
I've been making my own gear. That's why it looks homemade, because it is.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing.
I don't really actually know how to sew. I'm just kind of making it up. So, all things considered.
I'm going to pass another secret on to you. If you hadn't have said that, I'd have never known.
Really? That's
see,
awesome.
Here again, art and fear.
I told you, self-deprecation.
See, you gave up that information without a second thought, like, oh, that's why I look so hopeless. See, that's you. That's you telling yourself that it's fine. The gear was fine. I'd have never gave that a second thought about whether that looked homemade or not. It looks fine. It's fine to me.
Well, thanks.
And I'm relatively sure most people that attend the shows probably haven't given that a second thought. It's like, hey, there's Ashley America. And that's probably where that starts and stops, and then the bell rings. So,
yeah. Well, you know, I think stuff that's a little more customized and more detailed stuff, which I'm not good enough to do. So,
well, you'll get there.
I could practice, but it would definitely be faster and better to get a professional to do it.
You'll get there. Now,
yeah. I do actually enjoy sewing. I think it's very relaxing, but...
Well, see, now you could get up a job as a gear maker yourself. You get good enough at it. Side gig, side
That's
hustle.
True. I have to get good enough to, like, I think I would actually have to take a class because I need to make things look, like, totally professional, you know? And the insides of my stuff are unfinished. Like, that's where you can tell that I don't actually know what I'm doing.
Well, fortunately for you, I and most other fans will probably never, ever, ever see the inside of your gear. So,
yes,
we'll never know that.
Yes.
And I'm sure some guy right now, as I'm saying that, is cursing. So, like, damn it. So, yeah. Sorry, fella. You're not going to be able to see the inside of it. Lots of luck. Anyway, most wrestlers on the independent scene have moved on to, I'm not going to say most. There are a few that have begun to earn a comfortable living without having to go into the WWE or WWE Performance Center or even NXT at this point. Are you good with the path of, you know what, I could be just fine having total creative control on the independent circuit, being Ashley America or whoever you become later on, and making my living right here on the Indies? Or is the ultimate goal for you, like most other people, I want to go to WWE?
I just want to ride the wave. I mean, WWE would be awesome, but I just want to do whatever I can do and get as good as I can before I have to not do it anymore. What else can I ask for? I mean, it needs to be financially sustainable. Otherwise, I can't continue to do it because I put ridiculous amounts of money onto my car, or miles onto my car.
But, yeah, and I hope that you're clocking your miles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. That's another life lesson for all those you indie guys out there. Clock your miles, man.
It's not easy to make money on the indies.
It's not.
No.
I've heard, I don't want to say horror stories, but I've heard some ladies and some other indie guys who have told me that, yeah, I've worked for this guy, and I would not mention names, that I didn't get paid at all. So.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine how bad that would suck. I mean, you're going out there and essentially putting your body on the line for somebody's show, and you can't even get $25 off of it. That's, you know, that's not a very comfortable position to be in.
When you can't even get your gas money.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
So that's paying your dues, you know. That's what you do when you're new. You have to work these crappy shows if you want to move up to the next level, so. It's just something that I have to do right now.
It
not
is.
Not to be your son, but, like, I have to get better so I can move up to the next level.
But you've accepted it, and that's the real key. So other than dealing with what they call janky promoters, because that's always a tough opponent to handle, who has been the toughest opponent that you've had in the ring so far?
The toughest opponent, Jordynne Grace. She's freaking deep. She just like manhandles me, picks me up and throws me around.
Yeah, she's a little powerhouse.
Yeah, for real. She's freakishly strong.
I've had the opportunity to get one of her matches shot while she was down here in the Atlanta area, and had a pretty good contest with her and Devin Nicole, and a good match of her on a tag team match, which free plug for the Women's Pro Wrestling Network YouTube channel. If you're on there and you haven't seen it, go scan through the videos and you can find it. Good stuff. So there we have it. But Jordynne Grace, clearly the toughest opponent that Ashley has been in the ring with so far because of her freakish strength.
Yep. And Hanaya the Howling Huntress, too.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
She's like the most athletic girl in the world. Hmm. Like, she can jump higher than most guys, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Has better abs.
All right. Now, I am intrigued. I will have to go track down Ashley America and Howling Huntress match.
It was a Valkyrie match.
Okay, so there you go. Easy for, and free plug for Valkyrie. Easy for me to find. I'll just go look them up.
I gotta stop giving all these plugs out for free if I can make money off of them.
Well, you know, sometimes we do things out of the kindness of our heart. And I hope that you will reciprocate and get the money that you deserve, you know, for putting all this positive stuff out there into the universe.
I hope so.
So now I think we've come to the point where it's time for random questions. These are things that aren't necessarily wrestling related, but you could have a wrestling question tossed in here just on a humbug. So, here we go. What's the last book that you read?
I am currently reading Life After Death by Deepak Chopra.
Okay. Yoga or hardcore gym exercise?
Obviously yoga. I hate the gym.
Okay, so I'm going to go one further. DDP yoga or Trish Stratus yoga?
I've never done Trish Stratus yoga, but I do love DDP.
Okay, so DDP yoga it is. Who, by the way, has opened up a DDP Performance Center here in Atlanta? All right, now, Twitter or Facebook?
I do not understand Twitter for the life of me. I choose Facebook. But honestly, I'd rather go with neither because I hate social media.
Oh, wow. That's hard for you. You're independent pro wrestler.
I had no social media. Like, I deleted my personal Facebook page, and then I had to start it back up again for wrestling.
Well, you know, you need to find you like a business partner that can handle all those things for you, that can do social media end of things where you don't have to think about it anymore. Just take your pictures and kind of post it up and make little notes and where you're going to be, because we've established it earlier. You got to make you some t-shirts, stuff like that.
In order, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Get one of your friends to do that. That they may be willing to help you out. Who is a talent that you would like to wrestle right now?
Right now. Kaylee Ray.
All right. Have y'all ever crossed paths before? That's a new one for you, right?
No, I never met her. I just saw her online and thought that she was really, really, really good.
Great. So you know what? Promoters out there, make it happen. All right. Favorite food that you like but you know you shouldn't eat?
Most of it.
We're going to ask you to narrow that down.
Say an entire pizza by myself.
An entire pizza. Ooh, you probably shouldn't eat that. Okay. Name one thing that you would like to endeavor in once you've completed your journey in wrestling.
One thing, you said?
One thing.
What's what I have to do next?
You know, not that we're pushing out of wrestling,
I'm not
mind
sure
you.
Yet. Like, I want to travel and help people. That's what I want to do. But I'm not sure how exactly yet.
I think you're doing that now. You're traveling and entertaining. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that qualifies. That's kind of close to what you're doing today.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. I'll travel and help people, but I guess I'm helping them by entertaining them.
See? There you go.
Hopefully with my message. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll let that one go. I'll let that stand as the answer.
I don't know, like, honestly, I don't like to plan the future. I just like to...
ride the wave, if you will. Okay.
I didn't even know that I was going to have a place to live in Detroit until a day ago.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah.
You really do just ride the wave, don't you?
It's the only way I can survive because everything is changing all the time.
Do you have any endeavors to see the new Point Break?
Is that a movie?
Yes, it is. And judging by the question that you asked me, is that a movie? I'm going to say no.
I mean, maybe if I saw the ad, I just don't watch TV ever.
Really?
Yeah. Never
ever.
Watch TV anymore, ever. Well, I watched Netflix, but that's
about
it.
Oh, Netflix is great. All right. Well, this is going to be a good one then. Name a TV show that had a famous theme song.
Green Acres.
Good one. Okay. That had a famous theme song, I guess. I'm not going to ask you to sing it, but it had a famous theme song. I'll go with that.
Green Acres is
the
place to be.
All right.
Living is
the
life for me.
Hey. There you have it.
I used to love watching Nick at Night and his old TV shows.
Wow.
That was like a passion that was again.
We have learned so much about you today.
I recall a lot of things that I like haven't thought about myself a lot today.
Good. That means the interview is working. and the fact that you've given up some stuff that hasn't been put out elsewhere means that I'm doing my job.
Yeah, you're asking me questions that are different from the questions other people ask me, so... very good.
Yay. Mr. Green. I try my best. Mr. Green does his homework, you know. So there we have it. People out there, if you want to give her something, give her a Green Acres box set.
That'd be sweet. I love that.
Or maybe some other random old TV show from, I'm assuming that your span of TV, Green Acres is mid to late 60s. So we're going to say between 60s and 80s. Grab some shows out of there. Send her a box.
I love The Simpsons and I Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched.
Ah, I Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched.
Brady Bunch.
This is back in the era where there was still fantasy TV.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
No.
So now, I did a little bit of this earlier in the interview, so we're going to get to the actual portion of it now. It's called fantasy booking. It is the point where I ask you to book your own angle and or storyline against whomever you would like in whatever storyline that you would want. And seeing that you are a creative young woman, I expect to hear something relatively interesting. So, Ashley America, book your own story. Give me the fantasy booking for Ashley America.
Yeah, we already did this for like half an hour earlier.
I know, but see, this is the official portion of it. You're right, man. We already did it before. So I'm going to put you on the spot and like just produce me one out of the clear blue.
Okay.
Because you're creative.
Let me think. All right. So.
Should I start first? Maybe that'd help you off.
If you want to, yeah.
Well, how about we blend in your love of classic TV and say Ashley America goes into a match against whomever. We're just going to plug in somebody. Vanity. Ashley America loses. Stipulation being that you have to perform menial tasks Ashley wants for the next 60 days or whatever the case may be. The unsung plug of that is that Vanity also happens to be a big TV fan and pulls out of her case a Jeannie outfit. So now she no longer is able to walk around with the name Ashley America, but you're going to adopt the persona of the Jeannie and walk around and do the things that she asks you to do, much like Jeannie was in the TV show. Except that...
That sounds so fun. I want to do that. Oh my god!
Well, you haven't gotten to the payoff. Somewhere in there, you have to, you know, kind of work your cunning and find a way out of that to get back into another match so you can win and release yourself from servitude.
That is great.
That was just out of the blue. That was off the cuff, just because you said you like I Dream of Jeannie and the Bewitched and stuff like that. So it's not as polished as it could be, but. Yeah.
That was good, man.
And that would give you an excuse to wear a Jeannie outfit.
That's cool.
And change your name.
I was trying to think of like a realistic storyline for my character.
Oh, it has to be realistic.
Yeah, that's why.
In fact, I expected something off the wall.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to be just me. So, I think possibly... See, I don't know. I just want to be in a storyline where I can, like, portray a positive character and be a good role model and, like, show people what my lifestyle has done for me. So maybe I would start off as more of a heel character and possibly, like, discover the things that actually helped me out along the way. Like yoga and meditation and, like, eating healthy and exercising and getting enough sleep. Well, that was kind of lame, but, you know.
You have to incorporate that differently. Like, as you said earlier, it's how you deliver the message. So
yeah.
If you can deliver it well, then maybe that'll work.
Yeah, and just like positive thinking and the power of positive affirmations and all that.
Well, there you have it. I think that on your yoga channel, when you actually do a yoga channel, you're going to have to do what some of the other instructors online have done. You just like take people through the steps of good health and all that great stuff like that.
Yeah. I just need to figure out where to start my yoga channel or my YouTube channel. That's been my delay, like what topic I want to start with.
You just got to start.
It was suggested to be overcoming fear.
Hey, see, look, and it all wraps back around to that book that was suggested earlier. See, now there you go. There you go.
All right, that's just going to be my first topic. I think I was just overthinking how sequential they have to be, you know?
Yes, you are overthinking it. I'm going to go ahead.
I can just do whatever topic I want to talk about.
That is correct.
I was just debating if there was, a perfect place to start, but I don't think it matters.
It does not.
Thank you.
I think your fan base will be supportive of what you're doing, regardless of what sequential order you decide to take. I think you'll be just fine.
I can figure it out. All right.
Don't overthink this now.
I am working on not being an overthinker. See? I do a lot better than I used to.
Well, that is why the book was suggested. And, you know, I should probably get paid for suggesting that guy's book. I have nothing to gain from suggesting that book. But, yeah, I just pass that on from one person to the next. So you don't do things like you're doing right now, overthinking little tidbits like that. Just get started, man. Just start what you're doing. Get that channel up because fans of yours out there want to see what you're doing. They want to have a home to go to watch your matches if you ever get the opportunity to get some of your matches uploaded up there too. And there's other things that you have going on. If you're shooting little vignettes or shooting promos, you said you want to get better at promos, that's also a good place to have that, have a home for it. You know, just get in front of your phone and let it go. Talk about those golf matches that you got coming up. Talk about the opponent that you got next week, all that good stuff.
I can't get better if I don't try.
That's right. You got to self-promote.
I got to put it out there so I can get feedback.
Exactly. And I am going to be waiting for it. When you actually begin, I hope that there's some note that comes across, email or something, so I can start watching. So I can subscribe to the channel, too.
Yeah, for sure. I'll definitely promote it on my social media. Because I want people to watch it.
Despite the fact that you don't really...
It's going to be helpful stuff that I care about.
Fantastic. See, there we go. And with that, I think we have completed another painless edition of the Rights and Wrongs of Pro Wrestling interview segment. Your host, Mr. Green, the interviewee, Ashley America. And we have been all over the page. And one of the things that has been most entertaining about this is her creative outlet of gimmicks and personas. And I will leave with one other suggestion for her to do. I think that, you know, I know you're not a big social media person, but I think that a blog for you would be good where you could just write this stuff down or, I guess in this case, type it. The Gimmick for the Day by Ashley America.
That's a good idea.
Just one gimmick at a time. Since you and your friend like to come up with the most absurd gimmicks that y'all can think of.
We can do it before and alternate days.
There you go.
Together. Yeah.
And that alone would be entertaining in itself.
True that.
So there you have it, folks. All this fresh information from Ashley America, who soon will be... Well, I'm not going to say that you're going to be Lotus. That is one name that is up in the air. So we will see once she emerges from her cocoon, if you will, as the brand new butterfly known as whomever. The brand new artist known as whomever.
But not the art snob, because that was not a good idea.
Not the art snob. Maybe a little later. maybe later on down the line. Now, I guess, you know, there is one other question. I'm going to close with this. You've built up the Ashley America name, although it was kind of as a random thing. And with that, you've kind of built your Facebook page and stuff like that. The transition from being Ashley America to just a whole different persona and wiping out, I guess you wouldn't have to wipe out the Facebook page. Would it allow you just to change the name? You know, I've never had to do it.
Yes.
So you can just go in there and like, okay, I'm just going to change Ashley America and all that stuff like that. And I'm assuming once you've done this, you're not expecting to lose any of your fan base. I certainly hope not, and I'm not wishing that on.
Yeah, I just hope that they realize that it's the same person. I'm getting plastic surgery.
I think they'll understand. I think sometimes when you have wrestlers in particular suddenly change gimmicks, some people, and I'm not going to say all, but some tend to get a little confused about it. Like, who? What? You know, they just don't follow as well. You know.
Yeah.
But hopefully, because your persona exceeds your name, the transition will be very smooth. You're already in Lotus mode, so you know it's just a matter of changing the name, and the old phrase "a rose is still a rose, no matter what name," blah blah blah, will apply to you just as well.
Well, I started adding the tagline, "The Zen Warrior," so that's the first part of the transformation.
Okay, you will be the Zen Warrior.
Yep.
I look forward to it.
Yeah.
Yes, I look.
Got to make it all come together, which I believe will happen during these next 7 weeks with Truth Martini. So I'm really excited.
And with that, I will be, you know, keeping my eyes open to see where the Zen Warrior actually pops up. And for those people that are out there that have not found Ashley America, you can find her by name at Ashley America on Facebook.com, at least for the time being until that name transitions out. So I would suggest that if you're looking to follow her, you start right now. That way, when she does pop up as the Zen Warrior, you will already be in the fold. So that is the first thing that you'll want to do. You have a fan page as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, is that, what is that?
Ashley America. Okay. I can't accept any more friends on Facebook. I'm sorry, I'm very limited. I can accept a few, but I have to limit it more to, like, promoters and other workers because it's how I do business. So if you can show your support by liking the like page or following me on Twitter, that would really be the best way to do it.
Okay, now let's give out your Twitter. I'm assuming that is also Ashley, Twitter at Ashley America, or what is your Twitter handle?
It's actually at Ashley America, AshleyMurika, because America wouldn't fit.
Okay, so one more time, for people that's listening, please say it again.
AshleyMurika, Ashley Murika.
Well, there we have it. So now, for those people that are looking to follow her on Twitter, you know how to do it. You can rewind that and listen to it again so you get the proper spelling. Again, Ashley America on Facebook.com, Ashley America on Twitter, and Ashley America fan page. You got three different ways that you can find her and follow her and stay in tune with the transformation that is upcoming as she goes to and blossoms from her camp. And plugs for me, if you are online, please go to Women's Pro Wrestling Network on YouTube. That is where the bulk of our stuff goes. Thank you. See, look, in studio audience of one. So you can go
to house now.
That's right. You can go to Women's Pro Wrestling Network YouTube channel. Get all of our stuff. Interviews such as this, matches. Hopefully we'll be seeing Ashley pop up on our channel one of these days where we can produce one of her matches. Facebook and our website, WPNWrestling.com. So there is everything. And with that, Ashley, you have been a wonderful, wonderful interview. I appreciate you coming on and staying awake when you could be doing something constructive like packing.
Yeah, it's all good, man. I'm a procrastinator anyway, so.
Well, don't procrastinate any longer. That's not a good habit to be in.
Yeah,
no. Tomorrow's
literally the only full day that I have to do it.
Woo!
Because, yeah. It's just the way it works out. I would have started packing sooner if I would have known of anything that was going to occur, but I did not. So it's all been a day to day.
It is all good, Ashley. You know what? I believe it. I'm just going to leave it at that. Somehow you seem like you find a way to make it work. So I'm just going to assume that magically it's all going to work out.
My number one skill in life is hanging on by the skin of my teeth. So, yeah. That's what I do.
And I can't think of a better way for us to polish that off than that. So, fans, thank you for listening to this. All your support for everything that I do, everything that Ashley does, I'm going to say it for her also, that it is very much appreciated. And please continue your support on both sides of the coin for her and this company. So, like, subscribe, follows, all of that stuff means a lot. Thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in to this podcast. Please stay tuned and subscribe for future podcasts and matches, and we will see you down the line. Say goodbye, Ashley.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the WPN's Rights and Wrongs of Pro Wrestling. If you have questions or comments, please contact us via our Facebook or our YouTube channel at the Women's Pro Wrestling Network. If you're new to the WPN, feel free to subscribe to our channel and like our page. We appreciate your support. Thank you again for listening.